Welcome to our series, Abiding the Lord, Following Jesus. We continue our journey together as we understand what does it mean to have Jesus at the center of your life. You and I becoming followers of the Most High God, Jesus the Christ, the Messiah. I'm excited to share this journey with you, and we continue as you and I pick it up at Luke chapter 10, the first 24 verses. This is a longer passage, but it has some very important elements to following Jesus. Matter of fact, there are a number of key elements contained in this passage that speak to us about following the Lord. Now let's look and walk through this together, starting at verse 1. It tells us that after these things, the Lord appointed 70 others also and sent them out two by two before his face into every city and place where he himself was about to go. I want you to know something. When you become a follower of the Lord, God commissions you to go. I think it's interesting that we see a number of very important concepts in that commission. He sent them out two by two. There's something about you and I going in teams, partnering together with others, that brings us strength. One of the things that I see happen in a lot of ministry is people trying to go it alone. It's interesting, but there really is no place where we are called to go it alone. Even if you're by yourself, you have Jesus, you have the Holy Spirit, you have Father God with you, and so you and I are really never to go alone. Now, in the work of this, he sends them out two by two. And continues, he said to them, "The harvest is truly great, but the laborers are few." Let me tell you something. There's a lot of ministry out there that needs to take place. I look at where we live. I tell you, I'm hungry for the 200 plus thousand people that do not go to church and are not followers of Jesus. It's amazing how you and I will trip over a mere 35 or 40,000 people who kind of move around nomadically in churches when there are so many people out there who don't know the Lord. God calls us to go. Being a follower of Jesus means we are willing to go and to be sent in order to do the work that God's called us to do. He says, "Therefore pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." And he goes on, verse 3, "Go your way. Behold, I send you out as lambs among wolves." So he tells us that there are times when there is a risk to the ministry. There are times when, if you will, ministry can be dangerous. Now, you and I may not risk, if you will, our life like a lamb among the wolves. But when you think about what's out there and around us, there are many unique challenges. That's why, for you and I to go, we need the Holy Spirit of God in us. We need to abide in the Lord and the Lord in us so that we can truly follow him into the dangers, if you will, of ministry. He tells them, "Carry neither money bag, knapsack, nor sandals, and greet no one along the road." In other words, trust God and don't get distracted. How easy it is for you and I to start our journey and become distracted. One of the things that we learn as followers of Jesus is to stay to the mission and keep our focus. He continues and says, "But whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this house.' And if a son of peace is there, your peace will rest on it. If not, it will return to you. And remain in the same house, eating, drinking, such things as they give, for the laborer is worthy of his wages. Do not go from house to house. Whatever city you enter and they receive you, eat such things as are set before you." It's pretty simple. One of the essentials of you and I being a follower of Jesus, and this is important, you got to get involved. What this passage is telling us, there's a lot of information here, but it's calling you and I, as a follower of Jesus, to get involved in people's lives. Because I have to tell you something, when you live in someone else's home, when you share a meal around their table, you become involved with them. Now we get some instructions of what we're to do in this followership. Verse 9, heal the sick. You and I have a responsibility to pray for those who are sick. Say to them, "The kingdom of God has come to you." But whatever city you enter, if they do not receive it, go out in the streets. And then he goes on. In other words, here's our responsibility. Proclaim the word of God. You and I have a responsibility to talk, to speak, to share the word that has been given to us in this scripture from Jesus. And then he really tells us, be careful with your time. Don't waste it. Verse 11, the very dust of your city which clings to us, we wipe off against you. Nevertheless, know this, that the kingdom of God has come near to you. In other words, he's saying, if you're not received, right, don't waste your time. Here's something that I've learned. Not everyone is going to receive what you have to say. There are just some situations where you need to walk away and leave them in the hands of God and trust that perhaps something else will happen. But we're giving instruction here to proclaim the word, but also prioritize our time. So here it is, you and I going, healing, proclaiming, and being careful about how we spend our time. Now he goes on and says, but I say to you that it will be more tolerable in the day of Sodom than for those of that city. And then he goes on and brings this declaration of woe to Chorazin and Bethsaida. For if the mighty works which were done in you had been done in Tyre and Sidon, they would have repented long ago, sitting in sackcloth and ashes. But it'll be more tolerable for Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than for you. And you, Capernaum, who are exalted in heaven, will be thrust down to Hades. That's a very powerful statement. What does this tell us? Let me sum it up one word. Conviction. It's talking about you and I as followers of the Lord, as people who abide in Jesus. We have conviction about what it is we're doing, who it is we're following. We have a sense of passion, of conviction, and we realize that we may face difficulty. Now, we continue, verse 18. He said to them, I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. Behold, I give you authority, look at, to trample on serpents and scorpions, and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Nevertheless, do not rejoice in this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. This is an amazing declaration. Earlier on, we talked about authority, delegated authority. Once again, the word is bringing into our revelation, our understanding that we have been given authority to do some pretty amazing things. The word here declares that you and I have been given authority to trample on serpents and scorpions. Now, let me encourage you, that does not literally mean that you can go trample on serpents and scorpions. But it is a word picture of what we have been given so that we can do what God's called us to do. Listen, God doesn't send you out there without authority, without power, without resource. You have been given resource to go. And so realize that when you and I abide in the Lord, when we follow Jesus, we've been given what's needed to do what God's called us to do. And he gives us this amazing promise. So you and I have an opportunity to do some very powerful things in the Lord. God has given us this amazing opportunity. Are you and I taking advantage of it? Are we willing to go as God has called us? Are we willing to understand Lee's keys to what it means to follow him and take hold of the power? In the Greek, it says the dunamos of God that's made available. I see a lot of believers in Jesus not taking hold of what God has given them, not using the resource that's available. Once again, too often, we rely on the strength of our own personality, perhaps our own talents and skills, not realizing there is this amazing resource. And here in Luke chapter 10, as he sends out the 70 in the same way he sends us out, he gives you authority and power and resource to do some pretty amazing things. So let me encourage you, as you and I abide in the Lord and follow Jesus, we do so utilizing the resource, the tools that God has given us. So step out and follow Jesus, abide in him, and watch amazing things happen in your life.